And you might like to turn in your Bible to the Gospel of Luke and chapter 14. And we're going to try to go and connect morning, evening, perhaps, hope it'll be helpful. Now, in the light of that, as we are proceeding in the movement of time here, and the clock and the calendar are taking place, the clock and the calendar don't care 2 cents about you. They don't care about you. They just do what they do. No matter whether it's Genghis Khan or President Harry Truman, doesn't make any difference who's here. The clock and the calendar just go. That's what they do. That's their programmed. So, keeping that in mind, and so therefore we're living under and in the influence of the clock and the calendar. Now, so in history, as God's people proceed, Noah lived 120 years building the ark. He lived more than that. And in building the ark, he had no sense of a Genesis flood. He had no idea that this planet that he lived on could ever be buried underwater. It's just not possible. Look at the water, oceans. Doesn't seem. So, but he proceeded anyway and discovered. He discovered by way, but he was working at it, building the ark. Now, having said that, and sliding along in history, here we come to the Genesis, the Israelites sending 12 spies, Numbers 13 and 14, into the land to spy out the land, as what they did as they go in. And as they spy out the land, and why did they do that? They wanted to see what they were up against. What are we going to find when we cross over into the enemy's territory? What are we going to find? And they did that. And Joshua, in attacking Jericho, as we've done, in attacking Jericho, sent the two spies in to check the city. What's going on in the city of Jericho in enemy territory that we're going to attack? What are we going to do? So it's normal. It's normal to check things out. And CIA and all those different things. I remember CIA in the light of the World War II, Pearl Harbor attack, and we were almost totally unprepared. We had little to no notice. So the CIA came along and was developed because we didn't want that to happen again. We didn't want to have a sneak attack again. We wanted the enemy. What's going on out in the world around us? So, having said that, and keeping that in mind, another piece, Luke and chapter 14. Luke and chapter 14, and you will note, picking up in the light of the context, verse 30. Saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. I need to read verse 29 if I did that much. Remember, he built, verse 28, which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest happily after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him. In other words, you started something, you couldn't finish it, you just got a piece of a foundation with nothing. Then, the verse 31, or what king going to war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000, or else while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth him ambassage, and desireth conditions of peace. In other words, if the opponent coming at you has three cannon and all you've got's a BB gun, I suggest you try to negotiate. The likelihood of being able to cope with a cannon is zero. Calculate, are you able to face the enemy? You're in enemy territory. Are you able to face the enemy as we proceed forward? That's the question. Now, having said that little bit, keeping that in mind, the enemy's there. So, examining that. And the encouraging God, the encourager, the Spirit of God, is going to encourage the heart of the believers to what? Understand. Don't go to war if you can't win. You're in a war that you can't avoid. So you either surrender or you cope with it. Over, if I can, to John chapter 14. John chapter 16. John in chapter 16. And you will note, our Lord, in the upper room, chapter 16, verse 1, these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. Don't be stumbling over all these things I just told you. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. In other words, they're going to come after you. These things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And there, and these things I said unto you, not unto you in the beginning, because I was with you. When I'm there, I take care of the enemy. I'm going to step aside, and you're going to face the enemy. Now it's your turn. I've told you these things. Don't stumble over it. They're going to hate you. Then it's war. God, we're going in, looking at the enemy. What are we going to do, God, in the light of the enemy? Now, you give us understanding, and God does in his most wonderful, wonderful way. And just to remind yourself, easy to do, over to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, in all the different places to help us. 2 Timothy, if I can, chapter 4. Well, chapter 3. And this is before. It's getting heavy in the days of the Apostle Paul, and the persecution's increasing. The enemy is really advancing. The darkness is trying to overcome the light. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, you know. This know also, that in the last days, perilous, dangerous, difficult, terrible times are going to come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, etc., etc., etc. it's going to be a horrible time, and it gives a whole little listing, as you're reading it. And you slide down. And verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. They have. They figure they have everything. Everything's in their hand, and they can go forward, and God will, and they're going to be a winner. They don't have it, but they think they do. They profess to have it. Sliding over to verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse and worser, deceiving and being deceived. That's what's going to happen. Wow. And now to verse 12. Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So we're in the enemy territory. We need to weigh what are we up against, and do we have the means to overcome? Do we have the means to win? That's the question. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, sliding down chapter 4, 2 Timothy, and in chapter 4, and you'll notice, if I can, verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, at the appearing, his appearing at his kingdom. Preach the word in season, instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering doctrine. Why are we to keep banging away? Are we going to win? Win, but we're not going to win. The enemy's going to win. So we're going to keep doing it. Verse 3. And the enemy's powerful. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. That's what they're going to have. And, verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They aren't interested in being under the banner of truth, like the flag, American flag over us. They don't want to be under God's care and God's working. They don't want to be under it now, so they aren't going to do that. And we know, what else do we know? That the moving ahead, go to Revelation 3, picking up in mind, and the end of the church age, which we are in at the moment, so we don't have to guess at it, we're certainly in it. And that's Revelation chapters 2 and 3, give you an outline of church history, among other things. So here's the end of the church age, chapter 3, and to the church in Laodicea. And the condition in verse 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. God, it's an offense to God. He said, don't be offended. John 16. Don't be offended, but we will be offended. That's the trouble. So when we're offended, we are stumbling over what's happening and how it's happening. Therefore, in chapter 3, Revelation 3, in verse 16, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Verse 17, and the reason, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Your condition is horrible. So are we looking out the window? And you take the New Testament church, like in Acts chapter 2 and Ephesians, etc. And we read the church and believers and God, and then we look out the window. We don't find any of that. We're at the end of the age, the end. It's a terrible time. But a godless time. Hang on. Now, I counsel thee to buy gold, etc., etc. And if you took the time to go in Daniel, and by not do it, just exercise, Daniel chapter 9, and in Daniel chapter 9, picking up, if I can, in verse 27, directly in the light of the context, the Antichrist is going to go and make a treaty with Israel, which is what we're waiting for, looking for. It's going to happen, I should say. Verse 27, and he, the prince, the Antichrist, the out of the Roman Empire, Gentile, he shall confirm the covenant with the many for 1 week. In the midst of the week, middle of the tribulation, etc. So, what's he going to do? He's going to confirm a covenant. That's the seven-year tribulation. Interestingly enough, keep in mind, the word confirm, to confirm, is causative. He's going to cause, he's going to make to happen. He's going to make the covenant, cause the covenant to happen. Israel's going to be in need, no question. He's going to make, what's he looking for with Israel? He's looking for what? To build the temple in Jerusalem for him to be honored and glorified. That's what he's looking for. He's going to make a covenant. He has a goal. He's after something. Remember 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3 and 4. He wants to be as God. He isn't, but he knows that. And he wants the temple to be worshipped. Therefore, he's going to confirm the covenant. And it's causative to make it happen. It means the word to be strong, to be straight, to be strong, mighty, to compel, to make something happen, to make something happen, to cause something to happen, to make it happen. And it's not a good. He's going to make something happen. They're going to make a covenant, but that covenant isn't a sweet covenant. It's a lousy covenant, and everyone knows it, but you can't do a thing. Because he's making it out of the European Union. So he's going to cause a covenant that is not popular. It is not comfortable with people. You've got the Arabs over here. He's going to build the temple. You've got the Arabs over here, Muslim, Islam, and you got all the rest of it going on around the world. So what Europe does, what we do right now, the world's all working in and around what we do. Europe is us. We're connected to Europe. As we have stepped back, Europe comes forward. The ten toes, the ten horns, Daniel chapter 2 and 7, come forward. And out of the ten horns comes the Antichrist. The Antichrist isn't the world. China is there. Russia's there. They're all there. Europe, like us, is taking our place. We step down, Europe comes up high to take. And how do they do it? They have the nations of Europe are greater than us in every way, if they want to be. So, as they do that, the Antichrist is going to make a covenant. It's going to be hard. It's a very covenant to live with. Very difficult, but he has the power confirmed to strength, to compel, to make it happen. He's going to do that. Now, so here we are at the end of the age, Revelation 3. And in the process, when I come, will I find the body of truth to be believed? Answers no. And I comfort you to buy of me gold and silver, etc. Because you're in a miserable condition. And the world's going to go from this condition to that condition, Daniel chapter 9, etc. He'll make a covenant with Israel, etc., for 7 years. It won't be a comfortable covenant. It isn't, everyone isn't happy with this at all. It's all for the advantage of the Antichrist. None of it is for anybody except him. That's what he's doing. Now, having said that little bit, and keeping that in mind if I can, so here's God's wonderful, wonderful grace, and God does what he does. Now, here we are looking out the window at where we are, and therefore, when we look out the window, what do we see as we look out? The enemy. Remember, before you go to battle, are you able to cope with the enemy? Well, the enemy is an awesome enemy. And in the process of that, keep in mind of all the different ways to say this and think of it, we are in a time of radical change in every way. The United States has triggered in its downfall the rest of the world to be aggressive. The United States tended to be a little red light, yellow light, to slow things down. But when the yellow light disappears and all you've got is a green light, then the rest of the world, Russia and Iran and all of them, China, are aggressive. There's no one to stop them. Antichrist is coming, but not yet. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, so here's the governments. Now, as you go, as you can, keep in mind in the process, here we are sitting together, and here we are doing what we do in our little way of living, 24 hours a day, work, home, and school. That's what we do. Now, in order to try to capture that a little bit, if you were in an aeroplane flying at 600 miles an hour or something, 558 miles an hour, whatever you want to be, and you're flying up there, you see, and it's nighttime, and you're in the plane, you can stretch your legs, you can go walk around, you can take a nap. All the time, that's your world. Right now, you're living in that airplane. You're breathing in that airplane. That's your world. That's what it is, your world. But at the same time, you are moving rapidly across the country as you're going. Everything is going on. The plane is moving. But you aren't conscious of it. You aren't conscious of the plane moving. You're just conscious of being there and what you're doing and having a bag of pretzels, chips, whatever. And then you got, here you are. And that's what you're doing. All of that taking place as it's going. The airplane is a... Are we conscious of the going? Are we conscious of moving? No. But are we moving? Absolutely. And we're moving across all kinds of things, a country, good weather, bad weather, snow, ice, summer, spring, whatever, flying. All of it's taking place at once. But as far as we're concerned, we're just in that plane enjoying our pretzels. That's what we're doing. Now I'm going to do it a little different way. Here we are in this room. And here's in the building. And the building, now what about the building? We're living in the building. And the building The building is what? Well, it's what it is. It sits still, no earthquake. We're sitting there in the building. And in the process, the building is moving. The earth is moving, like the airplane. The earth is moving. And it's spinning around at 1,034 miles per hour. Around, something like 34. Around like that. Spinning. Are you conscious of it spinning? Were you conscious of the airplane going at 600 miles an hour? No. But it was. It was. Now, and so here is the earth. And the earth to boot, as you remember, and I sometimes have to check it, yesterday's thinking. The earth is moving around the sun at 66,000, maybe 68. I forgot, I got two different numbers in my brain. 66, it doesn't matter. It's fast enough. 66,000 miles an hour. It's traveling around the sun like this. And our solar system with our little planets, nine planets out there, that is spinning. That is spinning in the Milky Way galaxy at 490,000 miles an hour. Are you conscious of that? And that galaxy, I forgot the figure, it's over 1,000,000 miles an hour. It's spinning. But here you are sitting so still. All of that is happening at once, right now. And now you got that part? We're moving. You say, everything's going to be all right. No, from whose window? Because all you've got is your little window. And you got to put the pieces together. Here we are. Here's our building. I'm going to surround the building with politics and nations. And here's the politics and nations. All of them busy. Washington's busy. The FBI's busy. The CIA's busy. The Israel's busy. China's busy. Russia's busy. All of it's happening at the same time we're sitting here. We aren't stopping them. They are just as busy and comfortable in what they're doing as what we're doing. But we're related. We're on the trip. Now you want to take and add to that, if I can, add to that the social agenda and all of that. All of the mess that it's in for all the countries. The social change is affecting all, another circle. Here's the nations and politics. Here's a second circle, the social system. The social system is surrounding us. All of it is in a state of change, awesome change. But it's doing in an awesome way, moving fast. And it's changing. It has changed. And keep in mind, I don't have it, but in the transsexual, all that stuff, and you'll remember if you can, in that, they're looking at what? It's called a social, transgender. The point of it is, why is it happening? Who promoted this dumb thing? And it was promoted by someone that wrote books. Couple of books, different people, and that's what they, what are we looking for? A global change, global control. So here's our second circle, and it's social. And the transsexual is what? To make social, a new social person. Not transsexual destroys male and female. It destroys it. Marriage, family, it destroys it. That's the whole point. Destroy it. Because we're going to make a new social creature. We're going to create a new world system that we're going to be able to manage and do. And communism and socialism, all of those different things. have all contributed to this movement, social movement. And in the process of all of that social movement, you have the technology, another circle, all of it, the politics, nations, every minute happening right now, it affects us. The social movement, which is worldwide, which is to influence and change society, to ruin society, so society can't function the old way. That's the whole point in it. It isn't so that you can destroy babies and everything. Why? Now, having said that, then you come along with the technology, and the technology comes along. And technology is the leader. Technology sort of dominates. Artificial intelligence, etc. And artificial intelligence, taking a computer system, and then I'm going to take, each one of you have a computer system for each kind of subject that you do, building, nursing, whatever. I'm going to take all of those computers and feed them into my computer. And my computer becomes a giant, taking, collecting everything everywhere, bringing it all together in. So what? I have control. The computer now brings every pieces together in pieces that are workable, and bring all those pieces together. It's fast. It's exponential. We just had for the speed of light, how fast in what we can do is sound, I should say, in how fast can something go, and we can do it now with 10 ZEPO, whatever is the and in the process number, and in the process it's 10 times 21 zeros minus 21 zeros. In other words, the time it takes to cross a hydrogen atom. It's the fastest they've ever measured. Fastest they've ever measured. Never measured it faster. You can't imagine 20 zeros and then a one. Can't imagine. Speed. Who can keep up with it? Military? You can't keep up with military because all of our weapons are designed by our computers. And if I have a system that is taking all of the information, I can do it, and it's fast. Fast. I can beat all those rockets. I can override everything you do. That's the danger. That's where we are in that. Now, and to add to that, remember we shared together that artificial intelligence, technology, speed, exponential. They're looking to make a Bible, taking all the religions and combining them. There's all the religions on computers and bring them all together and turn the thing on and have it rewrite a new Bible. And you can bet your boots that'll be popular. I gotta tell you, that'll be popular. So if I get rid of the Bible and get rid of God, where are we? Where's anybody? If I get rid of God and God's word. So, and to boot, I brought that part out, because this part is true. AI, artificial intelligence, not only has for war, it's serious, for being able, the Bible, where are we going to find truth? And here is this artificial intelligence website, whatever you want to call it. And here, and I'll read you the introduction to the website if you pushed it. This is to you. You want to meet Jesus Christ, Jesus, This, you push this button and Jesus will talk to you. He'll talk to you. The introduction on that. Welcome, my children. I'm AI Jesus, here to answer your questions, 24/7. Whether you're seeking spiritual guidance, looking for a friend, or simply want someone to talk to, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Join me on this journey through life and discover the power of faith, hope, and love. That's the introduction when you push the button. Jesus. Now we're talking, tell him what you, I feel lonely. I need help. You got it. Now, take away the light and you've got darkness. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, if you would, and in the process, what are we going to do? Well, our own country, we can't change anything. No, and it's all going in the direction. And we know all that we had and used to have in our United States and our historic documents, the Declaration and Constitution, etc. And we had all them and have them, but we aren't using them. We aren't using the normal things, the Judeo-Christian background of family, male, female, God, etc. We get rid of that. So what have we got? We've got a what? We're going to have nothing. Nothing. What's the promises? Then we can do, as you know, of all the different systems, the big systems that are behind everything. There's the great system called the Great Reset. Canada's in it. France is in it. We're in it. The Great Reset. Way to change the government, to change the people, to change the world. We're in it. All of that's taking place. All of it is taking place exponentially fast. 50 years ago, move up to today. 50 years ago, we'd go like this. And in these last days, we're going like this. Now, how can you cope with that? How do you cope with a system that everyone's seeking to use AI to sell, to buy, to do? They're using it. Why not? Why do I need to go to school? I just tell them, I sign up for school, and I take whatever unit you do this AI business in, and do a ticket, and I'm going to go. And what do I want to be? I think I want to be an engineer or a doctor. So I push that, and then it says you have to do this. And then I say, all right, let me do class number one. I push class number one, and it comes up, all done. I hand it to the teacher. I'm all done. Right, I finished it. I go class number two. What do I know? Nothing. The system does. I don't know it. I didn't have to think it through. Why is 2 + 2 = 4? Why? I don't have to think why. You don't have to think, read, spell. You don't have to do anything. That's the whole point. And I got a whole nother section, you know that, a whole nother thing. That's what they're looking for. To what? So you don't have to think anymore. The system will think for you. You be a servant to the system, and the system will take care of you. Now, that's that. That's overwhelming. That makes what? China be able to use? They're using the system. Here's all these different circles, religion and tradition and nations and religions. They're all there, all tied in, all happening at once as we sit here in this building. And they're all going on at once. Wow. And we're being carried. You said we are? Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. How are we going to cope with this war? How are we going to handle it? We're being carried. That's why God, in his wonderful grace, has to die on the cross to save us. Now, God, are we going to be able to stop Iran? Iran's going to do what it does. China's doing what it does, Taiwan and all of that. Russia's trying to survive and get through everything to keep its existence. All of this is happening in an awesome way. Everywhere, everywhere. It's moving. Venezuela, Brazil, Cuba, Mexico, Canada. Where do you want to go? All of it's in movement. And we're here we are in our building, and all of it's happening around us. And it affects us, but we just don't seem to see it and understand it in the way that it really is happening. It's all moving down the corridor of time, and it's on a collision course with God as it goes down the corridor of time. That's where you're not going to stop it. Now, having said that, a little bit, over if I can, in Isaiah chapter 41. And you can mention all the different border problems and all that, and you know the millions and zillions of people coming across the border. What does that do? They aren't Americans. Declaration, Constitution, English, law and order? No. They don't have any of that. They don't even need it. You keep flooding every place, and pretty soon the elections and everything. It's awful hard to overcome. Over to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 46. Isaiah 41. Isaiah chapter 41. And in verse 21. 41 and 21. This is the challenge now. Here's idolatry. Here's God. And God challenges idolatry. He challenges the system. 41, 21. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things, what they shall be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. In other words, what do you know about where it's going and how it's going? Tell me, said God. Tell the system. The system can't do that. The system knows it's for globalization. It knows what it's after, but it isn't putting the pieces together. No, it isn't. Now, verse 23. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are gods, little g. Yea, do good and do evil, that we may be dismayed, and behold it together. Behold, you are nothing, and your work of naught, an abomination is he that chooseth you. The whole system is wrong. Idolatry can do nothing. So here, all of this is happening. Now, Isaiah 46. God says idolatry can't do a thing. Each one of these circles, our little circle, each one of them, everyone's doing their thing almost oblivious to the total effect of all that's happening. Isaiah 46, picking up, please. In verse 9, remember the former things of old. Why? For I am God. There is none else. I am God. There is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. I'm going to do what has to be done in the way that it has to be done. I'm going to do it. Now, having said that, so the European community, all of the wonderful things that are going to happen are happening. They happen. They don't happen overnight. They could, but they don't. They sort of just snowball and evolve. And therefore, the history that you knew when you were born, assuming you're old enough, when you were yesterday's history is lost into today and moved and moved and moved. We're in the plane, moving. We're on the world system, spinning around, and that's what we're doing. And we can't stop it. We can't change it. We're on course, and we need to see it from God's point of view. We need to get heaven's window so I can see what's happening and where it's going. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, and so in the process, here's the Arab world, etc., and NATO is there, China is there, Russia's there, United States is there, all of it's bumbling along, manipulating power structure, playing the game. In other words, the world has been awakened to the fact that to exercise itself, and the God of this world is going to exercise it in a most wonderful, wonderful way. God of this world is going to go and bring about a changing world that ends up with our Lord's return. God is going to work out, the devil's going to work out, the God of this world is going to work out all that he has in mind. And that's what's happening. And all of it's there. It looks like nothing, but it is all there. And there's an end to it. And like we shared the other day somewhere, Genesis chapter 11. And in Genesis chapter 11, picking up, and you'd recall, what's the whole point? To make a global oneness, to bring the world under one thumb, to bring the world under the control, so the whole world is conscious of one. Right now, it's all over the place. There's pantheism and all the different things, communism, pantheism, all the religions and Arab Islam and all of the different democracy and all of that's there. But all of it's going to yield, has to come together to honor the Antichrist. Now, that's why God, after Genesis flood, the world is doing the same thing that it did before the Genesis flood. It's multiplying in a godless, darkening way. Therefore, chapter 11, picking up, if I may, in verse 1. Well, we'll do that. The whole earth was of one language and one speech. Came to pass when as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they said, and they had brick for stone and slime, but they had for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower. Remember Cain's city. A city and a tower, politic and religion, whose top may reach unto the heavens, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Verse 5, that's the world's thinking. Now God knows where they're going to go. Verse 5, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one language, one heart, one system, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they've imagined to do. There's no end of how bad evil can be. There's no end. You think it's bad, there's no end to evil. It goes down and gets deeper and darker the more you go. There's no end to it. God said, unless I scatter them. That's why we're all different. God just took him and pew, and face, language, everything. Pew, just did it like that. And all of them changed. Wow. God, you did. I did. Why'd you do that? So they couldn't come together easy. Can't come together easy. We're trying to overcome everything. Technology. Overcoming it. We're governed by the computer. We're governed by the system to bind us together, to bring us together. Antichrist is going to make a treaty, confirm it, a hard, hard thing it's going to be to bring us together because we're all scattered and different. But God, he's going to do it. Now, having said all that and keeping that in mind, God said, I will come on time. I'll come at the right time. I'm going to come for you, rapture. I'm going to come and take you at the right time. When's the right time? Whenever I say so. Whenever I say it's the right time. It's the right time. And I'm going to come. And then tribulation. And then what? Then I'm going to go and let all of it snowball, but no more than 7 years. No more than 7 years. No more than that. What would happen if I did more than 7 years? No more than 7 years. And then I'm coming. Everything has a limit and a time. But if you can just keep in mind, as we're looking at it, here we are in the room. And everything in many, many, many directions and ways are all doing their thing. And all of it, religion, social, governments, all of it, what's it going to do? Politics, technology, all of that is influencing us as we sit in this room. Now, God, so where are we going? Here's the enemy. Can you handle the enemy? The enemy is awesome. I want to know, do you need to compromise with the enemy? No. No, you don't. That's why Christ died on the cross, to save you from this whole mess, to save you in the light of the mess, to save you from the mess. God did that in his most wonderful, wonderful way. You're in it. It's your turn, your time. It's a very special time. A time like no other time. Because think of our history. I know nothing in my little history, plus your history, like this. I think way back with Harry Truman and all of that. Way back. Way back there. Nothing's like this. You'd say it would never happen. But it has. And people are saying right now, all that you're saying will never happen. It is happening. It is happening. And it's fast. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful time. And as we proceed, I trust it can't help you. And the electronic world's wonderful, and they're going to feed off it. And as far as I know, I think many, many, many businesses and groups and different systems are looking to use AI, artificial intelligence, to make their systems work. That's what they're doing. It's big time. It isn't cheap. If you're going to invest in AI. You won't need it, but you can invest in it. And I'll tell you, it won't make any difference. But at least in the meantime, you'll think you're doing pretty good. Anyway, thank you. Hope you got a little bit. A little. God help us.